EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
You guys got yourself a chance to win free money, and all you got to do is download that Odyssey app, listen for 1 hour each day for your chance at $5,000. Get that bag.
Period.
Should you be open with your boss about your mental health? 585-252-9800. We got this message from, interesting message from Caitlin, who's 29, and says she feels like she's been dropping the ball at work, but she doesn't feel like she could be honest with her boss on the reason why. And she's been struggling a lot lately. So she wrote us and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show in the morning. I know last month you spent a lot of time on mental health, mm-hmm. and people like me really appreciate it because I personally don't think it's talked about enough. I had a major depression relapse around June, July, and got majorly behind on my caseload. No one noticed, or at least no one mentioned it, and I ended up getting got some help around the end of August. Increased my antidepressant dosage and started going to therapy more and more, and I was feeling much better, but mid to end September, I've been having a hard time getting back into a schedule, and I think my supervisor has noticed that I'm behind on task." Mm. "She emailed me asking about X, Y, and Z we discussed earlier has been completed, and the answer is no. My question is, do I tell her honestly what has been going on and what I'm trying to, and I'm trying my best to recenter and be productive and successful, or do I wait and see what happens? At this point in my life, I'm just really concerned about potential repercussions if my supervisor thinks I've dropped the ball.
Right.
And I'm not sure what the best course of action is. I'm just looking for some advice." And that came in from Caitlin, 29, from Rochester, who is asking the question, should I be open with my boss about my mental health? Which is the main reason why she has been falling behind on work.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, is so relatable because so many of us, the last thing we want to do sometimes when we're feeling like this is wake up in the morning and go to work.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, it's definitely hard. And it's hard because sometimes you don't know where your manager stands on mental health.
You don't.
Some managers don't believe in it. Other managers will give you all the time in the world. So it's hard, and there's really no way to find out unless you ask, but then you're also kind of blowing yourself in. So
you would think if you were going through a mental health episode like this,
mm-hmm.
that you would be comfortable with going straight to your boss and be like, "Listen, I know I've been falling behind. I take total accountability on that. However, this is the reason why." They can easily be like, "It's not my problem."
Right.
Some of them may be very empathetic to your situation, but not all managers are the same.
Correct.
Let me get to some of your texts coming in right now. There's a few of them, actually. This Courtney says, "I've been here post-pandemic. My mental health was so bad, my boss actually took me aside to ask if I was okay. I didn't even realize how bad it was, but she very gently let me know that some key things were not getting done and told me that she felt they had overloaded me. And took me, and took one of my tasks and gave it to a colleague.
Mm.
I would be 100% open with your manager. She may be more understanding than you think." Right. See, that's a good manager right there.
Yeah. This person says, "If you feel comfortable enough to sit down and have a conversation with her boss, if she feels comfortable enough to sit down and have a conversation with her boss, absolutely have that conversation. If she does not, then sit down with HR first, then sit down with HR and the boss at the same time,
mm-hmm.
because that could help. And I hope she gets all the help and love that she needs. I hope the boss and the people that she works with are supportive and understanding. Kindness goes a long way."
Yeah, it does.
It's
what was it yesterday? Who do we talk to yesterday on the show about her pet?
Oh, mm-hmm.
What was her name? I can't remember. Irina or something like that. Anyways, her dog has been sick for a week. And I know it's not relatable to this with mental health, but I'm just saying there are some managers like hers that was like, absolutely not. You can't take off because you have a sick dog. You could take off, but it's not counting as a sick day.
Right.
But if your child was sick at home, 100%.
Right.
And that was the discussion we had, is your pet part of your family? But really, I bring this up is because there are some managers like her boss was not understanding of that situation whatsoever.
Correct.
And when it comes to your mental health, you so badly want to be open with your supervisor, the person in charge of you, to explain, "Hey, I'm sorry. I totally agree. I'm falling behind. But you have so much pride. It's hard for you to admit that.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you do everything you can to catch up. This person says, I would delicately communicate that you had a health issue during that time that impacted your productivity, but you have it under control now and you're working to catch up.
My first job, this is a crazy story. My first job ever, I was 14 years old.
Where were you working at 14?
An ice cream shop.
Okay.
And I got the job there and I was crushing it. And then I went back every summer. And there was a point where my senior year, summer going into college, I was just going through a lot of like really personal things that were detrimental to my mental health. And I was kind of not performing to as high of a standard as I had past summers. And my boss, who works with children and was a guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Basically was like, hit the road, Jack. Like, basically blamed me for like everything and was like, I don't really care what you're going through. When you show up here, like, you're supposed to be working, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't let this overtake whatever. And I'm like, I'm literally like,
yeah, you try to teach you. You got to leave it at the door.
I'm like crying every day. And she's like, don't care. I never went back. And I've never gone back to eat or consume anything.
Oh, see? You want to talk about holding a grudge, Hannah?
No, I won't.
That's our girl Breezy right there.
I literally won't. So.
It's like 15 years later.
Nope.
Jackie says, unfortunately, there is no way in knowing how a boss will react to a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was once in your shoes and shared the struggles I had been going through with my supervisor and was met with the opposite of compassion. She told me that I should have actually been working harder to distract myself from my mental health issues. Some managers are just horrible.
Damn.
And there you have it, Breezy. To answer your question. Oh, God, there's so many here. If you guys are just tuning in, we got this message from Caitlin, who's 29. And she's asking him the question, should you be open with your boss or supervisor about your mental health? Because she's been falling behind a lot at work. She says, I'm behind on my caseload. And I haven't been able to get the work done. I promised my boss I would get done. And a lot of it has to do with my mental health and the depression that I've been relapsing. And so some of you say yes, but like Jackie says, unfortunately, there's no way of knowing how a supervisor or manager will react.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me get over to Meg real quick, who says, I went through something very similar, but I hadn't gotten help yet before I came up with my boss. My boss was not nearly as kind as yours. I ultimately chose not to share my situation and rather create a plan and share it with her of how I was going to get through everything. I wish you the best, and you should definitely tell your manager what's been going on. Tons of resources in Rochester for people going through difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number? 988?
Mm-hmm. 988.
988, they can point you in the right direction. They have plenty of resources there, too.
Absolutely.
If I say yes, tell your boss what you're going through. Caitlin, you?
I would too. I mean, like, it's better to be upfront honest, because if you get in a situation where, God forbid, you do get reprimanded or fired or something along those lines, and then you pull the mental health card, It'll look like you're just like trying to cover something up.
Kind of want a paper trail.
Right.
You want to cover all bases. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for the nice message, and we wish you all the best. And everybody going through the same exact thing, you can always text 988. There's plenty of resources for help. And we wish you all the best, Caitlin. Thanks for the message.
Mm-hmm.
It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Thank you guys for starting the morning off with us. Carla is on the phone. Long story short, here's the situation. She sends a text in after the show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
says Halloween and trick-or-treating should be canceled and you two need to let people know.
Oh,
and we said, absolutely not. For one, we love Halloween. And two, if you think it's such a terrible holiday, you call up and you do it.
Right.
And she said, well, if that's what I have to
She's like, twist my arm.
So here she is. Let me get her on with us. Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the vibe here? Because we got your message yesterday or your text from after the show. I'm glad you decided to be the one to come on and share how you're feeling about Halloween, because these are not the views of Breezy and I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not trying to be one of those crazy listeners, because God knows you guys have your fair share.
We sure do.
I did want to come on and just share with parents that this whole Halloween trick-or-treating thing, it's just getting so ridiculous more and more and more every year.
Okay.
You know, Halloween was created for consumers to buy more candy and plastic. Right.
I don't know any of them.
We understand this, that it contributes to the environmental crisis.
Well,
I feel like everything does, but yeah, go on.
I'm a fan of Reese's or 100 grand.
Well, it's also kind of a demonic and offensive holiday, especially if you're Catholic. Okay. I have been baptized.
Same.
And the whole nine. Okay.
Mm.
Now,
confirmed.
Look at all of these unhealthy kids today. We've got that going too, right? Kids that are just fat, and the parents are walking around and they're wondering, why is their kid a diabetic?
Well, it's just one night out of the year.
Okay, Carla. I don't think
Halloween one night out of the year contributes to the obesity factor that's taking place in this country.
The kids aren't turning diabetic on November 1.
So. They're walking around going door to door begging for candy, and they fill these pillowcases to the brim. They don't eat it all in one day.
Of course not.
Well, you know,
no.
I live in Pittsford, and God forbid I close my blinds and shut the lights off, because I don't want to participate in this. Now, I have to peek out my window all night waiting for some kid idiot to start egging my house.
Has that happened before to you?
Well, not yet, but it's bound to happen.
Okay, Carla.
Well, with that attitude, Carla, sure.
Yeah, you're definitely, that's called divine intervention, but okay, continue.
By the way, Carla, have you always felt this way about Halloween? Like, when did this start? Did you as a kid ever go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, when I was a kid, we participated a little, but this has just become so out of hand. And honestly, it is such a stupid holiday. I started a Facebook group about it.
Oh.
More and more people are agreeing with me. Kids today, they are tired, they are fat, and a lot of it has to do with Halloween. So
I don't know. I just hear a very negative person. That's all I hear, Carla.
I don't know why this affects you so deeply. Maybe it's because you never won a costume contest as a young lattice, but maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, you think that's it? Do you think you're just bitter from your past Halloween experiences?
Look, only God can judge me. You want to judge me? That's your business.
Well, listen, we just want to know why. You're the one that decided you wanted to call in and take a crap on Halloween and every kid that participates in it. When it's one night a year, what is the big deal?
Right.
You're giving kids some candy.
I have to lose sleep to make some other kid fat?
What? How much sleep are you losing?
What are you talking about?
What are you going
about?
To bed at 6 p.m.?
I didn't say that you have to agree with me.
No, I don't think many people do. So I don't
That's
know.
Okay, a lot of people are fat.
Well, okay.
Okay, you sound very fat phobic right now. So I'm concerned about your stance
I'm like you're calling names right now.
No, we're not, Carla. That's not what we're doing. But I first of all, you called into our show. You're talking about how much you hate Halloween, and I'm still baffled over here trying to figure out how it affects you so deeply. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And then you're bringing God and religion into it. Like, God's not third mic right now. Like, what are we doing?
It's just that when you texted us yesterday, you were very, very adamant about sharing your views on Halloween. And we said, we're not going to say it for you. If you want to come on the show, you can do it yourself, what you're doing. So there's going to be a little bit of backlash, not just from us, from everybody listening, Carla. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you are 100% entitled to your opinion and your views on any holiday. That's fine. But to go on and just start bashing kids for being fat and blaming Halloween on the obese epidemic, I just disagree with it.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion and I'm entitled to mine.
Okay, that's Carla.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but we are collectively here at the radio station along with the town of Pittsford. We've been sending out proposed bills to county elected officials to introduce a new bill to make it mandatory, where Halloween is not just one night during the month of October, Carla, but every night for all 31 days.
You are so full of it, your eyes are probably brown.
Oh, oh my gosh. Talk about demonic. All right, Carla. Yeah, he kind of is. But nevertheless, thank you so much for the insight this morning. Really just it set me up for a good day.
I just want to let you know, Carla, we have a woman by the name of Michelle texting in. And she says, it's always the people who are the loneliest and the most depressed who want to ruin the fun for everyone, especially with kids.
If making kids unhealthy makes me not fun, then I'm all right with that.
All right.
Okay, Carla.
Well, we do appreciate you caring for about these kids, Alf. And that's the silver lining here.
Thank you.
All right, Carla. Thanks for calling in. I hope you have a good Halloween.
And have a good day yourself. And parents out there, do better by your kids.
Okay, Carla.
All right. Thanks, Carla.
Bye.
Sounds like she needs a Snickers.
Yep.
You're not you when you're hungry, Carla.
You're just not.
That's a tough one.
Sounds like somebody got a little E. coli from the quarter pounder with cheese.
Donald Trump served it to her. Here's the thing. It's not that big of a deal as she's making it out to be.
No, of course not. Listen, most people love Halloween, and kids get to do it maybe 13 to 14 years tops out of their childhood to make memories. So have at it.
Have at it.
That's what I say. Moose and Breezy, I too live in Pittsburgh. Can you please let me know where this woman lives? I got about 75 kids in the neighborhood, and we would love to collectively head to this woman's house to trick or treat. Okay, yeah, this is free game for tomorrow night.
Free game.
Let's bust
indeed.
The kids in. Let's bust them in. This lady sucks just because she is not interested in a holiday. All of a sudden, we need to cancel it because she's under the impression that all kids in this country are obese because of one night out of the year where they eat candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Depending on how much candy they collect in a given night tomorrow, yeah, it might be able to last until Easter time, but that's why the Halloween candy tax from the parents come into play.
And you got to check for needles and you got to check for razor blades. So,
okay. What?
I'm just saying.
This really took a turn, did it?
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
For sure. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? It is Wednesday. 75 for the high today. We will take that. I think for a lot of us, we've all found ourselves in situations where we're so uncomfortable, we couldn't help but just to break out in laughter.
Mm-hmm. And also, this happens like more often in grade school. I remember something happening in class and laughing about it, and then everyone else has moved on. And you're still laughing about it because you can't stop thinking about it or you can't stop replaying it in your head.
Childish. But even as an adult, we still experience those type of
things. It just happened to me yesterday. I was at the gym. My trainer came up to me, said something funny, and then all my muscles went weak and I couldn't do anything else. I was just like dying laughing. And they were like, that happened like 45 minutes ago. Like, get over it.
Yeah. When I was in Danceletics, I know, it's like, we're so funny. Everyone have a big laugh. Anyways, we're practicing our cartwheels, and then we were doing somersaults, but the teacher had to run over on the mat and help me, and I just, like you wouldn't believe, just laid one out. It was just...
That really, doesn't shock me at all.
And everybody was laughing but me. I think that was the class that ended my dancing career.
Oh, like, no.
I was so freaking red in the face. Hannah's waving her hand. Come over here. What's the, what, you got a?
I got a story. Okay, go ahead. I got a story to share. I got something to get off my chest.
Please.
Yeah, I was in my yoga class, which I already don't like yoga.
No, it's trash.
It's trash.
No offense. Well,
I've never heard women.
Respectfully, of course.
Never in my life have I heard women say they don't like yoga.
No, it's Pilates that they love. Yoga's like... Ugh.
Yoga, I don't like to relax.
But me neither.
We're doing this exercise where we're like working on our breathing in your chest, breathing in your abdomen, breathing in your stomach. And my teacher brought in a rope to class and was like, we're going to like...
What kind of rope?
Like, I don't know, rope. Like
tie
like,
somebody up rope?
I guess.
You know, rope.
You know, rope.
Quite the Boy Scout.
I was really freaked out by it. And he was like, we're going to like put it around your waist, around your chest to like see where you're breathing. And he asks us, he's like, all right, so who's going to strap me in? I could have died. I was so uncomfortable. Strap you in, sir. Three people in this class. And
three?
We're all just dead silent.
Who is in charge of strapping him in?
I was. We all had to. What
does that even mean in yoga? How do you do that? What do you have to do?
We had to wrap the rope around his chest and around his stomach, and just like he asked us to like kneel around him.
This is satanic. This is satanic.
And just like feel him breathe.
What? This is weird.
I want to take this.
What's
class.
Going on at Ness? Oh, Hannah.
So, by the way, this is a male teacher.
This is a male teacher.
Were you dying?
I could not keep it together. I was actually shaking the whole time because I was trying not to make it obvious.
He's like, Hannah's breathing patterns are really, really vital. She's like, I'm absolutely convulsing.
Yeah, and
so.
I knew one of the kids in the class, and I'm like, I can't even look at you because I'm just going to lose it. We had to actually take turns being the ones strapped in, too.
Who's in charge of strapping you in?
Everybody in the class.
Wow, it's a team effort.
It was a team bonding experience. They all had like ropes around each other, like just deep breathing.
This is very scary.
This is not yoga. You took a bondage class. You know that, right? Yeah. That's not yoga.
No, it was bondage day, I guess.
She took a Cirque du Soleil class.
Oh my God.
That's more action than I've seen in quite some time.
Which is like, where do I sign up?
So bad. That's creepy. That's a college course at where?
At Nazareth.
Out of all places. I guess that doesn't really surprise me.
Wow. No, not at all.
No. No, of course not.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you got through it and you're here to tell the tale, but I would not blame you for laughing your ass off through that entire experience. That's the only way to cope and get through it. There's no other way.
I mean, I don't know. There's got to be a lot of creepy yoga teachers out there, right? Or instructors.
Hannah goes in on Friday during her class. She's like, why is it up to 90 degrees in here? He's like, it's hot yoga today. He's wearing no clothes.
How old's the guy?
I think like 50s.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that made it even worse. 50-year-old dude making you get on your knees and...
Who's going to strap me in?
This sounds like my middle school gym teacher. Let's say it again.
Oh, my gosh. He's like skydiving afterwards. We don't know. Anyways, all the best of luck to you. And you don't have to keep it together in situations like
that. By the way, you need this course to graduate?
I do. It's like required that I take a health course, and I really regret not signing up for juggling right now.
Juggling?
Juggling?
Yeah.
What do they do in Nazareth? Do they do any real work over
and
there?
And next week on the show, we'll figure out what's Hannah doing next.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.